Between Netflix, Redbox, Amazon, Hulu, and every other on-demand service, access to films and television has never been easier. But despite our unprecedented access to thousands of titles, new and old, in fact, maybe because of it, choosing what to watch has never been harder. With hundreds of selections being added and removed from each service each month, sifting through the choices can be a Herculean task. Fear not, joining me to offer his picks for movies worth watching this month is producer Taylor Quimby. Taylor, hi. Thanks for coming all this way.
It was a rough commute.
So there are more ways to watch movies and television series than ever before. What are you looking at?
Well, I wanted to narrow down some of the subscription-based services that people probably already pay on a monthly basis, or say something like Redbox, where you're only paying, you know, $2 per rental or something like that. Because, you know, these days you really can watch almost any movie right after it's left the movie theater, sometimes while it's still at the movie theater, through on-demand services that will charge you much more, $8, $9, $10 sometimes for, say, an HD version of a film. So you can watch virtually everything right away. But for people who want to keep to a budget, want to use those subscription services that they pay for, I'm trying to look at things like Redbox, Netflix, maybe Amazon Prime down the road, but they're a little harder to judge what's coming up in the next month.
Although people anticipate the next television series. You know, right now, Mad Men is halfway through its season. It's not going to pick up for a while. Game of Thrones is almost over. What should we be looking out for television?
Well, for television right now, the big thing that's just about to drop, actually, I should say, has already dropped this morning, is the Netflix original show Orange is the New Black. Season 2 has just been made available today, and I know a lot of people are going to be binge-watching the entire thing all night long.
I am prepared to behave like a model inmate, and I feel I no longer pose a threat.
Like, what have you done with the place?
Sadly, it's starting to feel like home in here.
3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, so our binge-watching television needs are taken care of. What about movies, though, Taylor? Every time I go to Netflix, there are so many to choose from. And, of course, they choose some for me, which I don't know who they think I am, but they're not always quite on. So any recommendations for stuff that's coming out that's worth watching?
You know, a lot of the movies that they add are sort of old classics, movies that you frankly could see flipping through the channels. You might land on it, you know, any given day on the week. And this month is no different. There's a lot of titles that are good, but you've probably seen them before. Apocalypse Now, the Redux version. Carrie, the 76 original adaptation of the Stephen King novel. Clear and Present Danger with Harrison Ford, or the Civil War drama Cold Mountain. All of those have been made available just in the past couple days on Netflix. But for newer movies, there's definitely fewer options, and they're spaced out a little further apart. This month, the big Netflix offering is World War Z, the Brad Pitt zombie flick.
Oh, yeah, the zombie one from last summer, even?
Yep.
The noise. Are they drawn to it?
Yeah. Sound draws them.
You fought any yet?
Philly, Newark.
Bad.
What about Houston, Lewis?
Baltimore.
Atlanta.
Detroit.
Guys, I'll be honest with you. I don't know of any place back home that's doing very well.
And that's out on the 13th. And then a few days later, you can catch Old Boy. Now, this is Spike Lee's remake of the South Korean horror film. It's not for squeamish viewers. I don't think it lived up to the original, but fans of that original film will definitely want to weigh in. Big movie that I'd like to recommend is the 2003 animated feature, The Triplets of Belleville.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was a great movie. It's a French film. It's about a trio of sisters. They help...
Wordless.
Pretty much wordless. Yeah, there's some music. Great music, actually. Very charming. A good family-friendly flick for the month.
Swinging Belleville rendezvous. My don't dancing, doopy-doo.
That's on Netflix specifically.
Yep, Netflix instant streaming. There's, of course, more options through the DVD service.
So how about on Redbox, the thing that you go to your supermarket or wherever, big box store, and you see this Redbox out front? I've never used one, actually. I've seen people at them, but you get them one DVD at a time?
Well, you can get as many as you want. Redbox offers a variety of video games and movies, and there's different selections at every one because you can pick up a Redbox at one kiosk and return it to another. So because of that, they don't all have the same movies. For that reason, I actually recommend going online, and you can see what they have through their website before you drive down to sort of just browse through the options. And you can even reserve using a credit card or whatnot. You can reserve which film you want to use so that nobody can snag it before you've gotten down to your kiosk. Redbox, like Netflix, there is a lot of crap. When I go to Redbox, I'm always reminded how many bad straight-to-DVD movies are being created that you never hear about. And this month, I laughed because some of my favorite worst editions were kids' movies like Abner, The Invisible Dog, Dude, Where's My Dog? And this is my favorite. It's got John Voight in it, of all people. Baby Geniuses and the Treasure of Egypt. So those are what you probably don't want to see. But there are a couple really good ones coming. June 10th, the Best Picture nominee from last year, Her. It was written and directed by Spike Jones. Yep, stars Joaquin Phoenix, his mustache, and Scarlett Johansson's voice.
Please wait as your operating system is initiated.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Samantha.
Good morning, Theodore.
Good morning.
You have a meeting in 5 minutes. You want to try getting out of bed?
You're too funny.
Okay, good, I'm funny. I want to learn everything about everything.
I love the way you look at the world.
And then I guess my wild card for this month is a British movie called How I Live Now, which was directed by the guy who did The Last King of Scotland, Kevin MacDonald, and stars the young Irish actress Saoirse Ronan. She was in Hannah, The Grand Budapest Hotel. She was in The Lovely Bones and a few other movies.
Yeah, she was also in Atonement.
Atonement, yeah. And that looks kind of like a less sensational take on the apocalyptic trend. It's sort of like a love story that's taking place at the same time that World War III is kicking off. And then June 17th, the movie Joe, which I don't know too much about it, but I know it's worth seeing because according to critics, Nicolas Cage has a great performance, which, you know, only happens like every 4 years, the sun and Venus are on some sort of alignment or something like that. And Nicolas Cage like breaks out of the terrible, terrible roles that he generally takes on and does a great movie.
Hey, mister.
Yeah?
Me and my daddy just got into town. I was wondering if you'd give us a job.
I pay a day's pay for a day's work. And if we work till dinner and get rained out, I pay for the whole day. Does that sound fair enough?
Yes, sir.
I'm Joe. And I watch that boy. I see someone who's nothing like me.
Hey, you looking at?
So before we wrap, you, Taylor Quimby, our resident movie expert, are going to ask listeners a question, an informal movie-related kind of poll, if you will, and you're going to bring us the results next month. Do you have a question today?
I do. This is one I've been thinking about for a while, and it's something that makes a lot of sense given that we're talking about the streaming services. I've got my own answer, but I want to hear what people have to say. So here's the question. If, for the rest of your life, you could only watch movies or television programs, one or the other, which would you choose and why?
Okay, we're throwing it out there, Taylor Quimby, with some alternatives to the summer blockbuster. Thank you so much.
Of course.
You find a list of Taylor's on-demand top recommendations for Redbox and Netflix Instant this month and a link to his Tumblr, Abbreviated Movie Reviews, all at wordofmouthradio.org. And if you'd like to contribute to our informal poll, the conversation has already started on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. You can also leave your suggestions on our listener line at 603-223-2448.